pastors. His wife, Anna Liu, has welcomed his release. In a post on X, she says the pastor has lost 30 pounds but still has a warm smile. She thanked both Presidents Trump and Xi and called for the release of the remaining 8 church leaders still in Chinese detention. Jennifer Pak, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. 2 people were rescued from the Kansas River yesterday afternoon in Topeka. WIBW reports that the car they were in became fully submerged in the river at the Kaw River Park boat ramp. One was rescued near the boat ramp. The other was swept downstream by the current and later rescued at the Westgate Bridge. How the car got into the river is still under investigation. State officials are warning the public to avoid one of the most popular lakes in Kansas this holiday weekend because it's contaminated with E. coli. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service has this report.
Earlier this week, locals noticed massive amounts of dead fish lining the edges of Lake Scott. It is a popular recreational spot as one of the few lakes in the region. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks said in a press release that heavy rainfall washed waste into the water from a nearby feedlot, causing bacteria levels like E. coli to rise. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment advises people to avoid contact with the water from the lake and its tributaries until further notice. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Area hospitals saw an uptick in fireworks-related injuries yesterday. The Kansas City Star reports that the University of Kansas Hospital said they'd treated 15 patients as of yesterday afternoon. The victims ranged from 4 to 46 years old, 9 male, 1 female. Children's Mercy Hospital reported treating 5 fireworks-related injuries this week.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Andrew Carnegie Foundation, formerly Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org.
Sunny skies today with highs getting up to the upper 80s, light winds from the north. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, much like today, mostly sunny skies, highs again in the upper 80s. No rain in our forecast until Wednesday evening. Under sunny skies, it's 72 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
We've got 40 more minutes worth of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Just ahead, we've got the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That and much more ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Sunny skies, all that fog has more or less cleared off at this point. Our high today expected around 88 degrees. It's 72 in Topeka.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines. President Trump headlined the nation.
Times here on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock. On Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. celebration in South Park and viewing party at Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Schwartz. Then stay with us coming up at 10 o'clock on KPER1. It's This Old House Radio Hour. Today on This Old House, how your paint color can change your mood and your life. And on KPER2, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, maximal Americanness. Stories about what makes Americans Americans. That's at 10 o'clock on KPR2. Just ahead in about 19 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, publisher of My Name Was Baby by Chris Arnon, an intersex memoir recounting life experiences, identity, and personal growth in the Midwest. More at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Emporia, 74 in Manhattan.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from the...
From the University of Kansas... We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s, light winds from the north, mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow should look a lot like today, mostly sunny, highs again in the upper 80s. It's 78 in Atchison, 76 in Chanute, 74 in Emporia, 75 degrees in Manhattan, and 75 in Topeka. The time is 10 o'clock. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. From LAist and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largis. It's 4th of July weekend, and we're replaying some of our favorite moments. Can the right paint color change your mood? The science says yes.
So our limbic system has a way of drawing out our emotions and our memory through color.
Comedian Tom Papa's idea of paradise begins on the Jersey Shore, where 17 people, one bathroom, and a little yellow beach house added up to perfection.
When you have 17 people in the house, you need a lot of bathrooms, but we had one.
The former head groundskeeper of the Boston Red Sox shares how you can give your lawn a major league makeover. All this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. We've got a beautiful day for building a rock fence, whatever you're doing outside, maybe a little gardening. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. For tomorrow, highs again in the upper 80s. It's 75 in Manhattan, 76 in Lawrence, 75 in Topeka. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home. Papa shows us his old house.
If you go down the hallway, it's filled with pictures of all of the grandkids at different stages of being at that house.
That's next on This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Prairie Journal, we're marking America 250 and exploring our country's history by hitting the highway.
What I came to look for were places that for some moment in time, they were the part of the country that other Americans, people around the world looked to try to figure out what this country was all about.
Beverly Gage is the author of This Land is Your Land, A Road Trip Through U.S. History. She and former National Archivist Colleen Gage are my guests today on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning, just 20 minutes away, right after This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Trusted by Legacy Box, dedicated to helping customers turn boxes with family videos and photos into memories that can be shared with generations to come. More at legacybox.com. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Prairie Journal, celebrating America 250. We've got sunny skies, highs around 88 degrees today, light winds from the north, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows around 68, mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s. This is KPR. Today on Prairie Journal, we're marking the nation's semi-quincentennial this month, talking about In Pursuit, a weekly U.S. history series on Substack in connection with America 250. I'm Kay McIntyre. We'll have more Prairie Journal coming up right after this. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on 105 Live, our live studio performance this week features Beth and Brandon from Overland Park, blending vintage sound and a modern perspective. Nick Carswell's your host for 105 Live, coming up at noon on KPR. It's on this month's Kansas 250 Bookshelf, a monthly reading list compiled by the State Library of Kansas. You can find all the books on the Kansas 250 Bookshelf at library.ks.gov. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with Nick Carswell. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, open year-round, featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is shining on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills, training to promote individual choice for persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org. We've got a beautiful afternoon in store. Sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s, very light winds from the north-northeast. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, it'll look a lot like today. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. It's 81 in Lawrence, 80 degrees in Manhattan, 80 in Topeka. The time is 12:01.
Hello and welcome to 105 Live. This is Nick Carswell with you for the next